T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Yeah, welcome back. That's the story we played yesterday from Baltimore, Maryland. Is the site of that bridge collapse this morning, actually, where the city police have been unable to really adequately staff certain precincts up there, and they've been begging for overtime over the dispatcher there, begging for overtime, and they can't respond to calls. We've got Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith on the phone with us, a retired sergeant and spokesperson with the National Police Association. And, Sergeant, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. And that audio from Baltimore is so heartbreaking. And what people need to know about that is that they have 3 police officers to patrol areas of the south side of Baltimore City where the population is about 60,000 people. Just ponder that. 3 cops for an area of 60,000. It's unsustainable.
Sergeant, we have had situations like that here in St. Louis where due to illness or whatever, they were down to 2 or 3 patrol cars. And, you know, if there's one shooting or a murder, heaven forbid, that's going to occupy potentially all 3 of those crews, at which point they have to call for people from other districts to come in and help out. I mean, it's going on right here in St. Louis, too.
Well, I know it is. And this is the result of vilifying your law enforcement, attacking the criminal justice system that they work within. And, that's why we have all got to help fight that false narrative that it's American law enforcement who is the problem when it comes to violent crime. I think people now know that that is definitely not the case.
Sergeant, this is Kim. I just think about all these people, including the local leaders here in St. Louis, who have called for the police to be defunded. But when you're the person who needs help and you're in an emergency, all of a sudden you're singing a different tune.
Well, and we've seen that all across the country, haven't we? Right? In Washington, D.C., people who wanted to reimagine or defund the police are now, the legislators are trying to change the laws in places like Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. We have in Oregon, they're trying to dump their Measure 110 that said we have to keep the police away from people who just want to do recreational drugs. Well, that has, ended so horribly. But, when you bring it back to St. Louis, an area where I have, I'm also a police trainer. I have trained in the St. Louis area for decades. These are good, hardworking, dedicated cops. And yet, really, since, 2014, 2015, they have been so vilified and demonized. And yet, so many of them still show up to work, do their jobs, and pay the ultimate price. We just had an NYPD police officer murdered last night. We've had 26 police officers die in the line of duty already this year. It's incredible.
The bigger problem here is that voters have rewarded that behavior. They've elected Cori Bush twice now to be our member of Congress from St. Louis in the 1st District. She got her start in Ferguson and still believes police should be defunded, even while she spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on her personal security, because she's more important than the average citizen, clearly. I mean, that's what feeds into it, right? People have got to vote these folks out of office.
Cori Bush also believes that the St. Louis County Jail should just be, those doors should just be opened and everyone should be free. She's talked about that. And she also wants, she doesn't want anybody else to be able to carry a gun. But her security that she spends tens of thousands of dollars on every year is armed. And she has publicly stated that she is more important than her constituents. Yeah. She doesn't hide this. But this is the thing. And, you know, we get, you know, as voters, we get all eaten up with, oh, who's going to be president and this and that. You have got to pay attention locally. You know, who is going to be your senator, your congressman? Who's going to be in your state legislature? And more importantly, who's on your county board? Who's in your city council? Who's your mayor? These are the people that really decide who is going to be your law enforcement leadership, what your police budget is going to look like. Look at Austin, Texas, one of the most beautiful cities in this country. They were the first major city in the nation to, quote unquote, defund their police department after the death of George Floyd. And now Austin, Texas is just as desperate as St. Louis is for police officers. And like what we heard in Baltimore, it takes up to 10 minutes just to answer a 911 call. Do you want to live like this, or do you want to go back to having good quality policing that is available? And people, do you also want to be able to keep your own right to bear arms? Because as we will tell you at the National Police Association, cops can't be everywhere. We are the most pro-Second Amendment police organization in this country. People should have the right to protect themselves.
Well, I think people often overlook the races, the judges who are running, right? Because you have an Illinois judge who just ruled that illegals can carry guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Legal citizens have a hard time getting a gun in Illinois.
But come
illegals have a right to carry one, apparently.
You are absolutely right. Those judges' races, and speaking of Illinois, those county prosecutors' races, right, in Cook County, Illinois, we're watching that prosecutors' race. They just found some more ballots. Wow, what a shock. And, you know, this is the thing. Who's your county prosecutor? You guys, again, in St. Louis County, were at the epicenter of the George Soros-installed prosecutors.
Yes.
And that was another reason. And your prosecutor also affects your retention and recruitment of police officers. Because if I arrest somebody and they don't get prosecuted, does my job really matter?
If you
have a radio show and nobody listens, does it really matter? So we have to think about all these things as voters, as citizens.
That's a great point. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, we appreciate your time. Tell people how they can find out more about the National Police Association.
We ask everybody to go to nationalpolice.org. Sign up for our newsletter, take a look at what we do, and if you can, hit that donate button, because we are trying to support not just the American law enforcement officer, but people who support us.
And we do. Thanks for your service. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, we'll have you on again soon. We appreciate that. Always good to get her on. We had her on the Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors one time, Carl, and realized what a fantastic guest she is. So that's good. Get on there and help.
Yeah.
And remember, Wesley Bell started off from the Ferguson riots, too, right? And then ran for city council in Ferguson and then shocked the world and became St. Louis County prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed his tune a little bit once he got in the reality of the job. He didn't do as nearly as bad a job as Kim Gardner.
But that's what happens.
Right.
Got to vote.
Yeah, that's right. You got to pay attention. A little bit of breaking news that just came in here. I'll tell you, because we talked about it 1 hour ago. Dean Plocker, the House Speaker, has just switched his goal, and he's now running for Missouri Secretary of State instead of Lieutenant Governor. And he's got $1 million in the bank, apparently, to make the run with. So that just happened about 15 minutes ago, and I wanted to get that to you here on the air. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.